Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that October was Domestic Violence Awareness Month? That's right. And in honor of those we've lost and survivors like myself, I, Ms. Kalisha, am going to share my story with you. If you'd like to read the book on how I overcame my struggle and my journey of healing after escaping a domestic violence situation, I want you to go to Amazon.com and enter Kalisha Trishel. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Thankful Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, and I'm here with another episode for My Soldiers in Success on Blog Talk Radio / Be Bankable, our radio station to go with our YouTube channel and our podcast, because we believe that you are bankable. So let's jump right on into why homeowners still have positive equity gains over the past 12 months. That's right. Homeowners still have seen positive equity gains over the past 12 months. You're a homeowner. Your net worth got a big boost over the past few years thanks to rapidly rising home prices. Here's how it happened and what it means for you even as the market moderates. Equity is the current value of your home minus what you owe on the loan. Because there was a significant imbalance between the number of homes available for sale and the number of buyers looking to make a purchase over the past few years, home prices appreciated substantially. And while home price appreciation has moderated this year and even depreciated slightly in some overheated markets, doesn't mean that you've lost all the equity that you've gained during the pandemic frenzy. To prove you still have equity, you can use the latest homeowner equity insights from CoreLogic. Finds the average homeowner equity has actually grown by $34,300 over the past 12 months. That's right, despite the headlines, the average homeowner still gained positive equity over the last year in just about every market. While the gains aren't as dramatic as they were in the previous quarter due to home price moderation, they're still significant. That number was about $60,000. Remember, I did a podcast for you on that also. Go back and check it out. And if you've been in your home for longer than a year, chances are you have even more equity than you even realize. So while that's a national number, if you want to know what happened over the past year in your area, look at the map below from CoreLogic. And again, depending on how you're receiving your podcast episode, your radio broadcast, or if you're on the blog, there will be a graph attached that goes over these trends year over year, and this is quarter three of 2022. And again, it shows the national average of equity for home buyers was $34,300. So why is this so important right now? Well, equity helps increase your overall net worth. It can also help you achieve other goals, like buying your next home. When you sell your current home, the equity you've built up comes back to you in the sale, and it may be just what you need to cover a larger portion or a large portion, if not at all, of the down payment on your next home. Remember, we talked about that in the episode on condos and co-ops, how you do have the ability to take the equity out of your home, and you can use that towards another future home. It is totally possible. It is totally doable depending on where you are in your financial situation and circumstances right now. That's why we encourage you to be bankable. That's why I am the go-to money coach for you, because here, again, we talk about the housing market. I can bring my expertise from the tax market. I can bring other industry updates to you just as being a person who's been in sales and marketing for over 25 years. I have the knowledge, the skills, and expertise. That's why I come to you this way, to bring you all the things that you need to help you be more bankable so that you are drowning out the money blocks. That's right. We drown out the money blocks here. We let go of the bill shaming here. We embrace our new money story, our new money path, and we move forward with clarity and with accuracy. You know why? Because you have an accountability coach and a partner right here to help you maintain your journey on your road to being more bankable. So again, if you've been holding off on selling because you weren't sure what the headlines meant for you on your bottom line, rest assured you still gained equity in recent years, and it can help you fuel your move. So, again, the bottom line is if you're planning to make a move, the equity you've gained over time can make a big impact. To find out just how much equity you have in your current home and how you can use it to to fuel your next purchase. Let's connect today. Again, I am your host and money coach, Ms. Kalisha. Be bold, be beautiful, be brilliant, and be bankable. We'll be back next time with another episode, how you can stay more bankable in today's housing market. We're going to make sure that we bring you this content every week throughout the year of January, because we understand that the housing market is chaotic for some people right now, depending on what side of the coin you fall on. If you're a renter, you're being, we're seeing rising rents that are equivalent to mortgages. If you're in a mortgage because of inflation, you're paying more on the mortgage because of the higher interest and inflation, things like that. We get it. And that's why I'm here for you, to make sure that you are bold, beautiful, and brilliant, and bankable.